behalf of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his South India tour, he came to Rajamundry. Then that was, at that time, it was also a very large city, part of the kingdom of Prataparudra Maharaj. And it is here that he met Ramananda Roy. So we'll be spending our entire day discussing Ramananda Roy and Lord Chaitanya's discussion with Ramananda Roy. So I thought appropriate as we first introduce Ramananda Roy. Who is Ramananda Roy? The glories of Ramananda Roy. And I thought the approach to take is there's three levels of understanding who is Ramananda Roy. One is his birth and his worldly activity. Another is his spiritual identity as a servitor of Lord Chaitanya. And even more deep is the understanding of this most amazing personality, and that is his swarup, his spiritual identity in relation to Krishna. Yesterday we spent some time discussing centering oneself in spiritual reality, grounded in spiritual reality. Remember those discussions. I'm invoking your memory at this moment to what it means for us to become grounded in spiritual reality. What's our identity? Minimally, our identity is Krishna's eternal servant. Tiny, fragmental spark, spiritual in nature, having nothing to do with this foreign realm of matter, and in some manner or another, in the mood of service, becoming an instrument of Krishna and our disciplic succession. When facing obstacles, when addressing our attachments, when trying to progress further in spiritual life, stay grounded in spiritual reality. Start from that position and then move forward. Practice like that, we were discussing yesterday. In Sri Brahma Samhita, there's a description of Lord Brahma coming to that position. If you recall, when he was born on the lotus flower emanating from the lotus stem, emanating from the navel of Garbhadakshay Vishnu, when he appeared within the universe, there was nothing but darkness in all directions. No light. No light. Just darkness in all directions. And the very first thing that Lord Brahma did was he inquired, "Who am I?" And following the "who am I" is who we are, has something to do with where we've come from. So where did I come from? And what is my purpose of being? Sign of intelligence to ask such questions. So yesterday, Jagatananda was asking the question about speculation in terms of the concept of God, and then is it equally, so that's clear, speculation about who is God or what is God or absolute reality in terms of God, but what about ourselves and our career or our ashram or our duties or this situation, that situation, how do we address it? Does speculation apply there? So the answer is, inquisitive spirit is appropriate in both. That's not speculation. Lord Brahma didn't sit and pull his chin and say, maybe, perhaps. The inquisitive spirit led him to applying his intelligence. And with his intelligence, he understood, here's a lotus flower. It came from somewhere. And if I follow the stem of the lotus flower far enough, I'll find where this lotus flower came from. Then I'll understand where I came from. That was not speculation. That was proper use of the faculty of intellect that he had been given by the Supreme Lord. So he went down and down and down and down, and as far as he went, he couldn't find the end to the stem. And then he heard these syllables repeated three times, tapa, tapa, tapa. And he understood what that meant. He was to undergo tapasya, so he climbed back up the stem and sat on the lotus. Consider this in terms of our lives. Who am I? I mean, you don't get the answer without asking the question. Correct? It doesn't just fall from the sky. Just like this temple didn't fall from the sky. Or anything. It doesn't happen like that. There's some inquiry. And from the inquiry came the means to get the answer. He followed, same as we should be doing, inquire and we get the means. The Christian teaching, Prabhupada referred to this, seek and ye shall find. Inquire, and Krishna sends the resources for the answer to that inquiry. Don't inquire. Even if the answer is right in front of you, you won't get it. Simple point. So he engaged in tapa. And what was the tapa? Because there was no fires to sit within the midst of in the summer season. There was no summer season. There was no fire. Immerse oneself in cold water in the middle of the winter. There was no cold water. There was no winter. What was his tapa? Sri Brahma Samhita says he received mantra. And his tapa was absorbing himself, as same for ourselves. Our tapa is absorbing ourselves in mantra. Specific within Sri Brahma Samhita, there were two mantras. First was the Gopal mantra. And through that reciting of the Gopal mantra, he understood who he was. Listen. It relates to Ramananda Roy, so listen carefully. He understood his identity as an eternal servant of Krishna. Then further he heard a second mantra. And that second mantra gave him an understanding of, as an eternal servant of Krishna, what was his service? That further, or now we're at the rasa stage. His rasa with Krishna was as a maidservant. That's our Lord Brahma, a maidservant. When you read in Srimad Bhagavatam, second canto, chapter 9, the Lord Brahma spoken of there had a different rasa. His rasa was friendship. Indicated by the Lord, when he came before the Supreme Lord, the Lord stood up and extended his hand. Welcome home. Friendship. Sakya rasa. So this applies to Ramananda Roy in the following way. We can describe him according to his birth and his activities. His janma and his karma. We can further understand him as a servant of Krishna or servant of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, simply desiring service. But further, we can understand the identity of and the glory of Ramananda Roy by his relationship, particulars of his relationship with Krishna. So in Gaura Gonadesh Deepika, this is a book which it's like a who's who. You know what who's who is. There's a name and then somebody that's really important and then like a who's who. At the place where I'm staying, they have these busts, like the head and shoulders of very important persons in India, in the history of India, and right in the middle is Abraham Lincoln. I don't know how that happened. Somebody that put up those things thought Abraham Lincoln is also a great personality, so we'll put his. So that's like who's who. Gaura Gonadesh Deepika is a who's who of personalities in Chaitanya's Leela and who that person is in Krishna's Leela, so that we can understand from a rasa or a mellow of loving exchange, who is this person in Gaura Leela. I have not seen a more exhaustive description of who a person is compared to Ramananda Roy. He's a very important person in Lord Chaitanya's Leela. That's why we've come here, and that's why this temple is here. Besides, it's a nice city for preaching in Andhra Pradesh. Commonly, in our Gaudiya line, he's understood as Lalita, and Surup Damodar is Vishakha. Because who are Lalita and Vishakha? They are the most confidential associates of Srimati Radharani. And when Radharani was in the mood of separation from Krishna, they supported her. They helped her maintain her existence by their love and their service, and their whole focus is simply Srimati Radharani. And to assist them, there are other Ashtasakis and like the lotus petal of so many thousands and millions of gopis and sakis to assist the Ashtasakis who are primarily focused on Lalita and Vishakha and Radharani. So that's Ramananda Roy. During Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's most confidential pastimes in Puri, in Gambira, his two constant associates were Ramananda Roy and Surup Damodar. Now consider this. The followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we find in Nectar Devotion, they're called Rupanugas. Correct? Followers of Rupa Goswami, Rupanuga. Who is Rupa Goswami? Sri Rupa Manjari. The chief assistant of Lalita is Rupa Manjari. So Rupa Manjari is serving Lalita, who is serving Radha. Rupa Manjari, we're followers of Rupa Goswami, and the person who Rupa Goswami looks up to is Ramananda Roy, who is intimately serving Lord Chaitanya. How significant is Ramananda Roy in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela? But it doesn't stop there. Don't ask me to explain this. But it is said that he's simultaneously Arjuna and Lalita. Now, one sense of how that's possible is the service that he performed, or so a sense of bhava not like there's two souls within one body or something like that. But his mood, just as Krishna appeared to Dharma Sangstapa Nartaya, to establish Dharma, and to do so he spoke to Arjuna. And why? Bhaktosi me sakacheti. He was dearmost friend of Krishna and his devotee. But Lord Chaitanya delivered his teachings through Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, Haridas Thakur, and Ramananda Roy. He had them speak his teachings. But even Lord Chaitanya taught Rupa and Sanatan, and they wrote, Ramananda Roy, he just had Ramananda Roy speak. And he had Ramananda Roy instruct him. Through the mouth of Ramananda Roy, Lord Chaitanya heard the glories of Krishna and the topmost goal of life. So this afternoon and evening we'll be discussing that. But he's Arjuna and Vishakha. But it doesn't stop there. According to Gaura Gonadesh Deepika, there are two Arjunas in Krishna's Leela. One is the Pandava Arjuna, and another is a cowherd boy, and a very specific category of cowherd boy, Priyanarma Saka. He's younger in age, and because of his younger age, he had very intimate, just as the Priyanarma Sakis had intimate access to Radharani's activities with Krishna. So the Priyanarma Sakas, one of whom was Arjuna, had intimate association with Krishna. Just like Krishna's Vastra Hari, when he stole the garments of the gopis when they were bathing in the Jamuna, along with Krishna were some Priyanarma Sakas. They witnessed the whole pastime. They were joking. Our acharyas described they had, because of their age, they had no sense of boy-girl stuff. They were just enjoying Krishna's pastimes, assisting him. Arjuna is one of those. According to Gaura Gonadesh Deepika, the two Arjunas combined into one Arjuna and appeared as Ramananda Roy. So Arjuna and Vishakha are Ramananda Roy. But it doesn't stop there. There's a further description in Gaura Gonadesh Deepika that there's a gopi named Arjuniya. Ramananda Roy was that Arjuniya. We don't commonly hear that. It's mentioned in Gaura Gonadesh Deepika. Commonly we hear Ramananda Roy as Vishakha and his role in service to Lord Chaitanya. Particularly in Gambira, was in that role. Here in Rajmundry, the role was more like Arjuna, hearing teachings or discussing transcendental philosophy. So now we're at his service. He was, through the mouth of Ramananda Roy, presenting teachings. Lord Chaitanya was teaching through his devotee. We'll speak more about this in a moment. When we were in Puri, we visited the house of Ramananda Roy. We saw the sword of Ramananda Roy. He was governor under the kingship of Prataparudra Maharaj. We saw his shoes, we saw his kamandalu, we saw his Bhagavatam. Ramananda Roy was one of five brothers who were sons of Bhavananda Roy. Lord Chaitanya declared, Bhavananda Roy, because Bhavananda Roy came to see Lord Chaitanya at Gambira. Lord Chaitanya immediately got up and embraced Bhavananda Roy. And Bhavananda Roy said, you are demonstrating your position as the Supreme Personality of Godhead because I am so lowly and fallen, and yet you have touched me. I am but a Shudra. So according to Orissa sense of birth or caste, he was a Karana caste, or in North India it's the Kayashta caste, which is by service and by title, it's Shudra. So I'm a Shudra, and yet you've touched me. You're a Brahmana, a sannyasi. You're not just that, you're the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Lord Chaitanya said, no, no, you are very dear to me, that's why I've touched you, embraced you. You are Pandu, your wife is Kunti, and your five sons are the Pandavas, and you're my eternal associates. Right in Chaitanya Charitamrita. So of the five brothers, the eldest was Ramananda Roy. So in Krishna's Leela, that's Yudhisthira. And then the next younger brother was Gopinath Patanayak. He had his little problem with the son of King Prataparudra, Purushottam Jana. And then the youngest of the brothers was Vaninath Patanayak. And in between, the other two were Shutanidhi and Kalanidhi. So five brothers in a Shudra position, but in relation to Maharaj Prataparudra, he saw them as great devotees, Bhavananda Roy and his sons, and his wife, Bhavananda Roy's wife. So they were very dear to him, because he was also a great Vaishnava, and he was a promoter of knowledge and Vaishnava conduct. And so in that intimate relation, he made the most qualified eldest brother, Ramananda Roy, governor of one portion of his kingdom, and that was covered here. Sometimes it's described that he was the king of Madras, or Chennai now. But Vijayanagara is also described, he was the king of Vijayanagara, which is where we're going today. Today it has a different name than it was Vijayanagara. And his next younger brother, he was a tax collector on behalf of the king, Gopinath. So he gave intimate services to this family. Intimate, so another relationship is with the king. Their residence was in Alalanath, or Brahmagiri. We visited there as well when we were in Puri, 12 miles west of Puri. And although west of Puri, some distance from Puri, 12 miles was not a short distance at that time because there were no cars and so forth. But he was very closely connected to the king and in time Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Haridas Thakur was born not even in a Shudra family. He was born in an social outcast from a strict Smarta conception. Not even allowed to enter the Jagannath temple according to Smarta conception. And Ramananda Roy was born in a Shudra family. So through, very important point, through Haridas Thakur, who became Namacharya, and through Ramananda Roy, who spoke the most confidential portions of spiritual teachings that you'll find in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Very elevated. According to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, Ramananda Roy is expert. He's the king of knowledge of devotional mellows. I'd like to read directly what Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya says about Ramananda Roy's capacity. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was planning to take a South India tour, we were discussing this yesterday morning, or day before yesterday, Lord Chaitanya wanted to go to South India, delays Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, petitioned Lord Chaitanya, please stay a few days in my home and accept meals in my home. After 5 days, Lord Chaitanya was ready to leave. And Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya had one other petition to place before Lord Chaitanya, and that is that he, in the course of his travel, he come here and meet Ramananda Roy. And here's a glorification from the mouth of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya about the position of Ramananda Roy. Specifically, within this, he says, don't take him as a Shudra. Although that is his caste, that's not his identity, which is a very important part of Lord Chaitanya's teaching. We're not to see the person according to their birth or social status, or to see a person according to their knowledge of Krishna Tattva and their position of unalloyed service to the Supreme according to that Krishna Tattva. That's how we're supposed to see the person. So he spoke to Lord Chaitanya in the following way. In the town of Vidyanagara, on the bank of the Godavari, there is a responsible government officer named Ramananda Roy. Please do not neglect him. Thinking he belongs to a Shudra family engaged in materialistic activities like government service, we know how resistant Lord Chaitanya was to having intimate activity with the king. And even a personal audience, he refused. So although he's engaged in that way, don't think of him in that way. Please take my word for it that you should meet him without fail. If anyone is fit to associate with you, it is he. No other devotee can compare with him in knowledge of divine sentiments. The king of rasa, knowledge of rasa tattva. He has attained the highest limits of learning, as well as being experienced in the science of devotional sentiments. If you converse with him, you will recognize his exalted character. And he said, when I first met him, I didn't understand his position. Why didn't he understand his position? Because he didn't have the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. Without the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, one cannot understand Lord Chaitanya or the exalted devotees of Lord Chaitanya. Which means to a lot of the people of that we encounter, they don't understand the Hare Krishna movement. They don't understand our attraction for Lord Chaitanya and so forth. Specifically stated in Chaitanya Charitamrita, we've repeated this a few times, we'll say it again, here's the direct quote from Chaitanya Charitamrita. Mental speculation is of no value in understanding Lord Chaitanya or his devotees. Without the Lord's mercy, no one can come to know them. But one whom the Lord gives even a slight drop of mercy is able to understand his nature. So this is Sarvabhauma speaking about Ramananda Roy. I didn't understand him at all. In fact, because I was a puffed up scholar and I saw him as a sentimentalist Vaishnav, I laughed at him. I ridiculed him. I was offensive. But by your mercy, now I understand that he's the most knowledgeable, most advanced person I've ever met next to you. And if you have his association, you will appreciate his qualities also. Please accept this one request. Lord Chaitanya readily agreed. The part that follows immediately is Lord Chaitanya left Puri. He traveled, liberated many people, as we heard, by his chanting. Persons become attracted by his ecstatic chanting and dancing. Lord Chaitanya embraced them, imbued them, imbibed in them ecstatic love for Krishna, and instructed them, always chant and encourage others to chant Krishna's holy name. And they in turn went to their villages, and others became Krishna conscious as a result of their association, and so on. Then he came to Kumarahatta, saw the deity of Kumara, liberated Vasudeva, and had his exchange with Kurma the Brahmin, went to Simachalam, where we were just visiting, saw the deity of Jayad Nisringha, and had his discussions with the devotees there, and then continued on his path, coming here to Vidyanagara. There he met Ramananda Roy, had his discussions with Ramananda Roy, stayed for some days, requested Ramananda Roy, please come and stay with me in Puri. I'm going to say to Banda, when I return to Puri, please come and join me, request the king to give you leave of absence. So Ramananda Roy did that, the king gave him leave of absence, and he came later to stay with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Puri. One very wonderful pastime to illustrate several things, how Lord Chaitanya wanted to bring out the glories of his devotees. He arranged, by his own internal potency, he arranged different situations where the glories of his own devotees could be understood and revealed to the world. He did that in a very wonderful way. When Ramananda Roy was residing in Puri, his place of bhajan was the Jagannath Vallabh Garden. And we visited there. And there he had written a drama called Jagannath Vallabh Nataka. And the Jagannath Vallabh Nataka is a drama of devotees of gopis, because Jagannath Vallabh Garden is like Vrindavan. It even looks, it has an aura like Vrindavan. That's how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu certainly saw. So the drama was to be performed before the Jagannath deity by young girls who, for their whole life, they were given to Jagannath, like in the mood of the queens, or excuse me, the gopis of Krishna, just simply to serve Krishna in that mood, in Puri. That was their service to Lord Jagannath. Ramananda Roy wrote a drama that was enacted before Lord Jagannath for the pleasure of Lord Jagannath, where the gopis would express their love for Krishna in various ways, by dance, by song, by drama, for the pleasure of Lord Jagannath. So he wrote a drama about that. The garden, Jagannath Vallabh Garden, is specifically connected to Lord Jagannath. There, we heard there are pastimes where at festivals, or annually, Jagannath cows are milked in the mood of Krishna and Balaram. Cows milking is a festival that takes place there. Or there's another one where Krishna goes and steals flowers. Annual festival. This is Puri. So part of Puri also is seeing Jagannath as Krishna in Vrindavan. In that Vrindavan mood, the gopis perform pastimes. His queens or his gopi assistants perform drama. That's Ramananda Roy. He wrote such a drama. He was expert in mellow. He not only wrote the drama, but he trained these two of these young girls in the puberty age of their life, where their facial expressions, their bodily movements, their mudras, their enactment, their singing, their dancing was expressions of love. So he was, that was what he, part of what he did when he was in Jagannath Vallabh Garden. Bhaktivinoda Thakur describes like this, that it wasn't just, you know, the external thing. That's like, you know, what he did as a service. It went way down and way down to Ramananda Roy saw himself as a maidservant. And these maidservants were directly serving Krishna, so he was the maidservant of those who were directly serving Krishna, to give pleasure to Krishna. In this spiritual conception, that's how he saw himself. And so, that was his mood, and as a result of his mood, he was unchanged as a worldly person might, who's just like trying to dovetail a propensity in Krishna's service, would be changed by that service, intimate connection with young girls. So one time, Chaitanya Charitamrita describes Pradyumna Mishra, who was of a very high caste Brahmana family. For the sake of detail, there are different levels of caste amongst the Brahmana caste. Just like Sarvabhauma Bhattachari was speaking, that, oh, Mahaprabhu is in the Bharati Sampradaya. If he likes, I can give him a higher caste. I know the mantras, I can do it. I can give him a higher caste of sannyas. And Gopinath Acharya became disgusted with his brother-in-law and scolded him severely. Don't think of him as just a sannyasi. He's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Whoa, wait a minute. Where's the scriptural authority for this? So, similarly, there are pecking orders. There are levels or grades of brahmanas. Pradyumna Mishra was from a very high-grade brahmana family. So he came to Puri, being a very learned scholar, to hear Harikatha from Lord Chaitanya. And Lord Chaitanya said, I don't have the qualification to speak on such confidential things, but there is one devotee here in Puri that you can hear from. His name is Ramananda Roy. You go hear from him. So Pradyumna Mishra went to hear from Ramananda Roy. But when he reached the place where Ramananda Roy was engaged in his daily activity, one of his assistants greeted very respectfully, oh, my dear Brahman, how fortunate that you've come right now. Ramananda Roy is busy. But as soon as he's done, he'll come and see you and receive you very nicely. Please be patient. Some time passed, it was like waiting for a train in India to arrive. It's late, and it's getting later, and oh, it's getting really late. Is this train even going to come? He waited and waited, and the assistant came and apologized, and so he asked, what business is he doing? So in honesty, the assistant of Ramananda Roy described what he was doing. He's busy training two Devi Dasis, dressing them and bathing them and training them to perform a drama. Mundane activity. So when Ramananda Roy was finally finished, he came and apologized, my dear Brahman, I'm just a Shudra and I've been too busy and I'm sorry to keep you waiting. What is it that you've come here for? He didn't say what he came there for. He said, oh, I came just to get your association, but now it's too late in the day, and so I'll take my leave. And he left, thinking bad thoughts. He didn't say, but, you know, there's a difference between carrying bad thoughts and speaking them. It comes out in course of time, even if you don't say them. Some days passed, and then Lord Chaitanya and Pradyumna Mishra were together again. And Lord Chaitanya asked him, how did your talks with Ramananda Roy go? Did you have nice Harikatha with him? And the reply was, he didn't give a direct answer. He didn't say yes or no. He just said he was too busy. He didn't have a time to speak. He was, you know what he was doing? And then he told Lord Chaitanya what he was doing. Lord Chaitanya became very upset and spoke the following to Pradyumna Mishra, recognizing the pride. The whole thing was orchestrated to remove pride. We were discussing yesterday for some time about pride. When pride is in the heart, spiritual well-being is just, everything good is destroyed by pride. Everything good is destroyed. Good is destroyed. So Lord Chaitanya wanted to remove pride from his heart, and he spoke the following way. I am a sannyasi, and I consider myself to be renounced. But if I even hear the name of a woman, what to speak of seeing one, I feel an effect on my mind and body. So, who is not moved by the sight of a woman? Please listen carefully to me. Let me tell you about Ramananda Roy. Although his glories are so wonderful and so uncommon that they really cannot be properly described, he personally serves Jagannath's young and beautiful Devadasis in every possible way. He personally bathes and dresses them and decorates them with ornaments. While doing so, he naturally sees and touches the private parts of their body. But even so, his mind is never affected. He teaches the girls how to physically express all the moods of love to be acted out before Lord Jagannath. But his mind and body are as steady as wood or stone. Indeed, it is amazing that even when he touches such young girls, his mind is not disturbed. The authority for doing so is only found within Ramananda Roy himself. And seeing him do these things, I can understand that his body is not material, but he has been completely transformed into a spiritual entity. We need not give purport on that subject. Male-female attraction is what makes the world go round, and everybody knows what that one is about. But Ramananda Roy was on such a platform that not only he understood, here's my duty or here's my spiritual identity as a servant of Krishna, he was so absorbed in his mood of love and service that he was completely detached from any consideration or any, his mind was fixed. Lord Chaitanya said, I go to hear from Ramananda Roy about Harikatha. You come to hear from me. I go to him. I suggest you give it a second chance. So now he's reoriented to like, whoa, Ramananda Roy is not just like a learned person, like I'm a learned person. He's on another platform. So he heard, he went, he heard, and Chaitanya Charitamrita describes, although he was sitting, he couldn't continue sitting. He stood up and started dancing in ecstasy, hearing from Ramananda Roy. And he came back and immediately reported to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, "By your mercy, I've now been able to understand who is Ramananda Roy. And I feel myself most fortunate to have had his association." Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami describes two things about Ramananda Roy, about this Leela specifically, is that, one, Lord Chaitanya very much liked to give honor and praise and glorification to his devotees, who by nature were very humble, but he wanted to bring out their glory and their wonderful qualities. So he organized or orchestrated various activities or events to bring honor and appreciation to his devotees. Lord Chaitanya derived great happiness by doing that. And the second thing he says is that Lord Chaitanya was simultaneously showing his own greatness. And that is the teaching that we're not this body, we're Krishna's eternal servant, and the estimation of a person's greatness. You remember this from yesterday, from the pastime of Bhrigu Muni? The standard of a person's greatness is how their mind remains unchanged even in provoking circumstances. There's Ramananda Roy in provoking circumstances, and his mind remained completely unchanged. So Lord Chaitanya wanted to teach the world that devotional service, the standard for devotional service, is not by birth or your karma or your wealth or your knowledge or any other thing worldly, and to show that he honored Ramananda Roy, most qualified, Haridas Thakur, most qualified, in very, very special ways. Although he's a Brahmin and they're socially lesser, he's a sannyasi and they're grihastha or retired from family. So socially, he's in the higher position. He's elevating them, teaching the world. Very important to understand not only, you know, this is the way we do things in the Hare Krishna movement, but here's Lord Chaitanya teaching us by his own example how the standard is to be observed. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur comments in this regard that by birth Shudra, by ashram Grahastha, but he demonstrated rather that he's simply serving Lord Chaitanya. This is our second level. He's simply serving Lord Chaitanya. He's appearing as a grihastha so he can serve the purpose of Lord Chaitanya. But he is on the topmost platform of spiritual life. And from that topmost position of spiritual life, he can take any position to serve Lord Chaitanya. And so he did. His mind, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur expressed, is Krishna Vishayi. We know this word Vishayi from Bhagavad Gita. Vishaya vinivartante niraharsha dehinam. Vishaya means sense enjoyment. So worldly people, we know what sense enjoyment is. There's an object, here's the senses, you bring the senses in contact with the object, and you enjoy. That's what we do. In various ways, and that's life, sense enjoyment. But the spiritual position is Krishna's senses. So we have our nice teaching. Rishikena Rishikesha Sevanam, Bhakti Ruchate. Right? Sarvopadi Vanir Muktam, Tatparatvena Nirmalam. Rishikena Rishikesha Sevanam, Bhakti Ruchate. What is bhakti? We give up designations and we simply serve the master of the senses with our senses. That's bhakti. That's the verse. Ramananda Roy exhibited that to a superlative not to be imitated incredible manner, showing it doesn't matter what is your ashram, like the verse we were discussing yesterday, stane stita kshutikatam tanavan manobir. These are the standards of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he gave it in the form of teaching, and he exhibited it in the form of lila. So we can say, oh, that's what it looks like. So we're not to imitate, but we're to understand the principle and apply the principle, and through proper guidance and proper sadhana and proper Krishna conscious association, come to that same position in principle, according to our capacity, and stay with the principle and develop our Krishna consciousness. That's why we've come on this yatra, to become further inspired to Bhaktisiddhanta says that his spiritual, Ramananda Roy's spiritual potency was such that he elevated even sannyasis, although he was a grihastha, although he was a shudra-born person, although he was engaged in touching the bodies of young girls, dressing them, bathing them, etc. Material, but not at all. So this is the Ramananda Roy. All of this is to help us appreciate this wonderful discussion that we're going to hear when we go to Kavur or Vidyanagara and hear the discussion between Lord Chaitanya and Ramananda Roy. There's one place where in Chaitanya Charitamrita it says there were four most intimate associates of Lord Chaitanya. Well, three and a half. Ramananda Roy, Srup Damodar, Sikhi Mahiti, and the sister of Sikhi Mahiti. And not to demean ladies, but rather the explanation is given by Acharyas that because he was a sannyasi, to say he had an intimate relationship with a woman wouldn't be proper, and therefore three and a half. Madhavi Devi. So, in lila, so intimate. In his position, fixed. In his rasa, or his mood of love, in serving Krishna, superlative. So this is Ramananda Roy. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu attributed to both Ramananda Roy and Srup Damodar, singularly, they alone had the capacity to relieve him of his anxiety in pain of separation from Krishna, in his deepest moods of Radharani. I'll just read and we'll end. Listen, Srup and Ramananda Roy, tell me what I should do. Where should I go in order to find Krishna? You can tell me the best thing to do. This is Lord Chaitanya in his most intimate, elevated moods of ecstatic love for Krishna, looking to Ramananda Roy and Srup Damodar, please tell me what I should do. In this way, Gauranga would tell his tale of woe to Srup and Ramananda, and they would console him in his grief. Srup would sing. Srup Damodar was expert singer. And Ramananda Roy would recite Sanskrit verses, giving joy to the Lord with verses from Krishna Karnamrita, the songs of Vidyapati, and Gita Govinda. And in those final years of Mahaprabhu's life, day and night, Ramananda Roy and Srup Damodar were constant companions of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So these are some of the glories of Ramananda Roy. to help us prepare our hearts to receive this wonderful teaching that Ramananda Roy spoke. And through his mouth he spoke, and Lord Chaitanya was like a ventriloquist making him speak subject matters that Ramananda Roy said, I don't know what I'm saying, but you're making me speak. No one has ever asked the questions you're asking. I'm simply your instrument. Srila Ramananda Roy ki jai. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.